It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're back together again. I want to show you something right away. A little figure of Randy S. Caribou. A friend of mine made this with clay. Isn't that wonderfully made? Now I want to take it to the kitchen because I have the miniature neighborhood of make-believe all set up on the kitchen table. Hi, fish. And some surprises here, too. I'll put Randy S. Caribou right out here and then ask you, who lives in the castle? King Friday? Queen Sarah? And what is their little boy's name? Prince Tuesday? And who helps them with things to eat? Edgar Cook. Now, what about the tree? Who lives in this little house here? Henrietta Pussycat. And who lives in this part of the tree? X the owl. And he would be flying up to be with Henrietta. Now, what about the museum go-round? Who stays there? Lady Elaine Fairchild. And who is the little girl in the platypus family who lives here? Anna Platypus. And what about in the clock? Who lives in the clock? Daniel Striped Tiger. They are our friends in the neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, there's the telephone. We'll get that. Hello? Hi, Dave. Well, certainly. You mean now would be a good time? All right, fine. Well, we will. Certainly. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's a friend of mine, Dave Bartholomew, who is a coach for soccer. Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer? When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other. And I don't like to see people hurting one another, but that's not what the game is. No, that's not what soccer's supposed to be. Let's just go find out more about the game of soccer. Then we'll come back here after that. Come along. At the soccer field, and those are the players, and that's Dave Bartholomew, the coach. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. Glad to see you.
Well, welcome to the soccer field.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
I'm glad to see you, and I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Good.
Mr. Dave Bartholomew. We've come to learn about soccer.
Good. Well, you've come to the right place. The kids are practicing right now. We're not playing, but we'll be playing in a little bit.
I see.
The unusual part about this game is you can't use your hands. The things that you would most want to use, you use your feet, your body, your head, and you try to move the ball that way.
See, can we watch them play?
Yeah, sure. Come on over.
Don't pass. Use both feet.
What are they doing here?
They're practicing dribbling right now. This is not a game. This is practice, so they're going around and around in a circle. But the children need to work very hard to learn to control the ball with their feet.
A little faster. Okay.
They seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, I think they're having a real good time. You can see them working. And the two adults here are my two assistant coaches. That's Brenda. This is Bert coming around right now. Why don't I stop them, and you can come in and have a chance to talk to them.
Good. I'd like that.
Yes, Mr. Rogers is here today.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
And he's come.
Hello.
He's come to watch us play and to learn a little bit about soccer. Come on in and say hi to him.
Hi.
He wants to see how you play this game. And I thought one of the things that we would do first is to give Mr. Rogers a sense of how we move the ball up and down the field. For instance, we'll show him how we trap the ball, which is like catching the ball with your foot, and how we head the ball to make it move. We'll go over there. If Justin and Haruna and Daniel and Eric and Greg would go over with Brenda and Bert,
okay,
we could give Mr. Rogers a demonstration, I bet.
All right, line up.
And we'll just watch here, huh?
Line up. Are you ready? Ready? Haruna, Dan, ready? All right,
all right.
Ready?
What he's showing right now, Mr. Rogers, is how you stop the ball with your foot so you can control it.
And back. Good. Haruna?
It's just like catching it.
But you wouldn't catch it with your hand.
No, you can't use your hands in the game, Fred. It's all with your feet, and your head and your body. And this is a very important skill, so the children learn how to control the ball. Brenda's going to have Eric and Justin head it.
What's that mean? Oh, you head with your hand.
If the ball is kicked up in the air and you want to control it or pass it, while it's in the air, you can hit it with your head.
Doesn't that hurt?
Well, it really doesn't. You should ask one of the kids, though.
Excuse me. Brenda, I was just going to ask, doesn't this hurt? Doesn't it hurt when you go? It doesn't?
No.
Well, have you all been practicing a long time?
Yeah.
Yes. We practice about an hour and a half
on each Monday.
I see. But then, did you start when you were real little?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I started when I was like four.
When you were four?
Yep.
And did you really want to?
Yes.
But nobody told you you had to play, huh?
No.
You just wanted to do that yourself.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you like to play real games or just like to practice?
Real games.
Oh, real games. Okay. Well, do you think they could play a real game?
But I tell you what we do. The games that we play at practice are called scrimmages, and that's when we divide our team in half, and half of the team will put on gray shirts, the other half will keep their maroon shirts, and we play against ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And one of the nice things is that it gives us a way of practicing for our real games, and the coaches and I can stop the game and stop to teach the children something while we're in the middle of playing. But we're going to have a scrimmage right now. Would you like to watch?
I sure would.
It'll be fun. Why don't you kids go on over, and we'll Bert and Brenda will get your shirts,
okay,
and we'll
let's
have a
go.
Scrimmage.
Did you play this game when you were a little boy?
I did for a couple of years, Fred, and then I played American football, which is a very different game that you play with your feet. But I've always played sports and have always loved team sports.
Even from the time you were a little boy?
Yeah, even from the time I was a little boy.
If you had a child who didn't want to play, would you force him to play?
Oh, no, never. No. I would actually like all of my children to play a sport and to have that experience, but I think they should choose what they would like to play.
Okay, positions, let's go!
Now, you'll see the gray team trying to bring the ball down this way to that goal, and the purple team will kick it this way. And what you'll watch is one team moving the ball this way and the other one trying to keep it going in the other direction. Now you see Bert and Brenda are with the kids, and what they're trying to do is both make sure the kids play by the rules, but also, that was a good play, wasn't it? But also help the kids to know what position they should be in, because each child has a position. Ooh, that was a nice kick.
Stop it.
Oh, now it's gone out of bounds. This is the one time that the children will use their hands. When you throw the ball in from out of bounds, you use your hands. The team in purple is trying to get it into that goal right down there.
Must be fun for you to see these children develop in their skills.
It is. It always, every season, it always seems to me like magic that all of a sudden we'll watch the kids and they start to play soccer. Hmm. Not just running around the field and kicking the ball, but they're really playing the game.
No, it's...
Was that off of your foot?
No.
No, it's off of her
foot.
No?
No, okay. All right, 10 feet. 10 feet.
Here.
Good throw in this time, Greg.
Greg! You know, Greg, this way. This way.
Hurry up, Greg.
Use those headbutts.
Good.
Good kick. Stop it.
Stop.
Oh, ball. Great. Now, how long does a game like this last?
At this age level, about 50 minutes, Fred.
Well, I need to be getting back to my place, but I sure do thank you.
Well, I'm glad you could come by.
Showing us about soccer.
Well, it was fun to have you here.
Well, they're mighty fortunate to have you for a coach.
Well, thanks, Brad.
Bye, Dave. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for showing us. It's fun to kick a ball and make it go where you want it to go. Nevertheless, it takes practice, and you can feel so good after you've learned to do something well and can play on a team with your friends. Did you notice the things that the players wear on the front of their legs, right under their socks? They're called shin guards, and they keep people's legs safe. It's good to be safe when you're playing any game. Here you are, fish. Some food for you. Let's just have some make-believe from here today. In fact, I think maybe we'll have all of these people in the castle or at school. There. And Randy S. Caribou could be wanting to hide and seek. You know, he could hide and seek, and maybe he'd even want to play with the trolley as the trolley comes along in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Okay, trolley. Now, I'll hide and you seek, okay? Here I am. Okay, now I get to hide again. Ready? May I hide one more time? Okay, now you close your headlight and count to 10. Oh, very good, you found me again. Want to play something else? Okay, how about soccer? No, not sock anybody. I mean the game of soccer. Oh, that's just what I was going to ask you. Do you have a ball?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello, Chef Brockett. Could we play with one of your soccer balls?
These really look like real soccer balls, don't they?
Yes, and we need only one to play with.
But they're not real soccer balls.
Well, what are they then?
Cake.
Oh, my.
Now what am I supposed to do? Yeah, I know I could make another one, but I wish he hadn't done that. Same to you, Trolley. See ya. I guess I can deliver this one anyway.
Oh, Chef Brockett, you're just the person I was hoping would come.
How do you do, Queen Sarah?
Oh, I'm just fine. We've been having such fun lately. Sweet little parties and all.
So I've heard.
I guess you've brought the soccer cakes.
Yes.
You make such marvelous cakes, Chef Brockett. I tell everyone that you make the finest cakes in the neighborhood.
I've had a little trouble with these.
Oh, well, it looks just perfect to me. Won't Prince Tuesday be pleased? You know, his team won the boys' championship.
Yes.
And Anna Platypus's team won the girls' championship. Uh-huh. This is Anna's cake?
It was going to be somebody's cake.
Oh, what happened to it?
Well, somebody thought that it was a real soccer ball, and they started to play with it.
Oh, you see, Chef Brockett, they do look very real.
Yes.
Now, I have an idea.
What is it?
Would you please call Edgar Cook? He's probably in the garden kitchen.
You mean right over here?
That's right. Just call his name.
Edgar. Edgar Cook.
Did someone call my name?
I did.
And I asked him to call you, Edgar.
At your service, both of you.
We need a cake repair, Edgar.
Yeah, see?
Was it once a soccer ball?
It was, just like this one.
I'd be glad to help.
Oh, I hope it isn't too much trouble for him.
Edgar's very good at repair.
How did he do it?
I'm good at repair.
I'm sure you are, but it would have taken me hours to do this.
But remember, Chef Brockett, this is the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, I know that, but thanks very much anyway, Edgar.
You're welcome. Anything else, Queen Sarah?
Only my thanks for your help, dear Edgar.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're certainly very welcome. Farewell.
Farewell, Edgar.
Bye.
Yes, fine, Edgar. Now, Tuesday and Anna are going to be so pleased.
Oh, I'll say, where are they?
They're still at school. They love their school, you know.
I know. And they learn all kinds of things with Ms. Kyle.
Porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old. Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot 9 days old.
Oh, that's fun.
Very nice, class.
Miss Cow?
Yes, Prince Tuesday.
That game reminds me of playing soccer.
You like soccer, don't you, Tuesday?
I surely do. And our team won.
I know. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Our girls' team won in our league, too.
Congratulations to you, too, Anna.
Thank you.
My mom's going to have a soccer party for us, and that should be fun.
Mm-hmm. It might be fun for you.
What did you say, Daniel?
I said it might be fun for you, too.
But you can come to the party, can't he, Tuesday?
Of course you can come, Daniel.
But I'm not on any soccer team.
That doesn't matter.
It does to me. I'm not on the boys' team, and I'm not on the girls' team. And there isn't any tiger team.
Excuse me, please.
Could we help you?
Oh, I hope so.
What is your name?
Randy S. Caribou.
You're a reindeer, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. And I wonder if there's somewhere I could hide.
You want to hide? Are you playing hide and seek?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm just playing hide. I'm afraid that somebody will find me.
Well, what do you think, class? Should Mr. Caribou hide in here?
Are you a real reindeer?
I'm as real a reindeer as you are a platypus.
Oh. Well, I think that you should hide then, if you want to.
I think you should, too.
Good, good.
I just have one question.
What is it?
Do you play soccer?
Why did you ask that?
Because I like soccer.
I want to play soccer after I hide.
I think he should hide, Miss Cow.
Well, very well then, Randy. We all agree that you may hide here.
Where?
Oh, right over there. And we'll go on with our lessons.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And one other thing.
Yes?
What is that?
If Chef Brockett should come, please don't tell him that I'm here.
Chef Brockett?
That's the one.
And so it goes, class. You never know what to expect in this life, so it's better to allow your imagination to lead you in the pathways of science, art, music, mathematics, and other forms of learning. You see...
I'm sorry to disturb you all.
Come in, Chef Brockett.
It won't be long. I wondered if you've seen Randy S. Caribou, the reindeer.
Oh, well, yes. Isn't he a kindly creature?
He certainly is, and I'm looking for him.
Did he do something bad, Chef Brockett?
He thinks he did, but he didn't mean to.
What happened with him?
Well, I'll tell you. I made these soccer ball cakes for the soccer party.
Yes.
And he thought they were real soccer balls, and he squashed one of them.
Oh, for him.
But wait till I tell you what happened.
What?
Randy ran away because he was scared, but Edgar Cook repaired the cake, and it's just like new.
What did you say?
Randy!
What did you say, Chef Brock?
I said that cake you thought you squashed is as good as new, so now everybody can have a championship party.
Oh, thank you, Chef Brockett. You're a kind, kind man.
There's a cake for the boys' championship.
That's the one for our team.
And there's a cake for the girls' championship.
That's the one that our team won.
So now everybody can be happy.
I'll say.
Everybody but me.
What's the matter, Daniel?
I didn't win any games, Chef Brockett.
Well, whose team are you on?
I'm not on anybody's team.
Well, would you like to be?
There's a boys' team and a girls' team, but there's no tiger team.
There isn't any reindeer team either.
How about a reindeer tiger team?
Oh, I wouldn't be good enough.
And I'd probably be too foolish.
Anna and I will help you both learn, won't we, Anna?
Yes. In fact, I think it would be fun to have a boy-girl reindeer tiger team. Then we would all be on the same team.
Yes, and your teacher would watch you play.
And for prizes, I'd make you as many cakes as you need.
And I won't put my hoof in any more of them. Does anybody know where there's a real ball to play with?
There's one right behind X and Henrietta's tree back home. I saw it there, but I never touched it.
I'll go get it.
And I'll come and play with you.
You are a kindly man, Chef Brockett.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team.
Yes. So, you see, class, the truth will make you free. And we have all participated in a bit of that today. Now, let's have our mulberry bush folk game. Here we go.
Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. This is the way the bush.
I am having so much fun.
You really like to play games, don't you, Randy?
Oh, I surely do, Chef Brockett. Where did Daniel say that ball was?
Behind the tree.
Oh, yes. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Oh, you sure it's not a cake?
No, it's not a cake, but thanks for asking. Hey, Charlie, you want to play?
Okay.
At first, Daniel Tiger wasn't on anybody's team, and neither was Randy Caribou. But then they decided to have a boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team, so everybody could be on it. What do you think of that? Now they can all play together. I was just thinking how we have our television visits together, you and I, and how I like to think about you, whether you're a boy or a girl, or a reindeer or a tiger, whoever you are, it's you I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. It's true. I like these little figures. We'll play with them again sometime. Bye, fish. I like being with you, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. It is a good feeling when you see somebody that you love coming back, isn't it? I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.